Good morning, South Florida.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brooklyn Cafe Morning Show.
Grab your coffee as we brew up the talk of the day.
From the latest scoop around town.
To feel-good stories and messages of hope.
A few jokes and live calling.
Highlighting local businesses.
Discussing hot trends and news stories.
A dash of feel-good nostalgia.
I love those morning cartoons.
Keeping up with upcoming events.
Sometimes trying and delicious foods.
Weekly horoscope updates.
An occasional flying duck.
Some sparkle dust.
Don't forget my bell.
And my wand.
With our boo crew laughing on set.
So grab your coffee, your bagel, donut, or any breakfast as we get you up and ready for the rest of your day.
And don't leave us hanging. Give us a follow. Comment live or call right into the show at 888-994-4995. Studio B.
Whether it's a tip of the day or just to say good morning, we'd love to hear from you.
From Amp Media Production Studio, it's
the Brooklyn Cafe Morning Show.
Oh, where's the snooze button?
Freddy, it's time to get up. We got a show to do. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Hang tight, guys. Pressing the snooze one more time.
And it's time to do a show.
Morning time, snooze button.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning show. At a zoo, the animals have to be fed.
Wow.
Obviously, if you're here before the show starts.
Wow.
Apparently, he's walked yet in 2 weeks.
I'm walking in. Are you sure it's the 7th graduation?
May 7th.
He says March.
He says March.
I get those 2 months confused.
Well, March is in 2 weeks.
Okay, now
May is in 2 months.
Are you May? Well, I got an email yesterday. Oh, congratulations.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. Make sure it doesn't say May, it says March.
What were you drinking this morning?
Give the microphone to Shorty. Give the microphone to Shorty because you're having a conniption over there. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning show.
Wow.
And it's funny because if you were sitting here, you would not believe the activity that happens leading up to this moment.
Wow.
The animals have to be fed.
Well, all I can say is, wow, what a morning.
Well, you're
it's
a woman of a lot of verbiage today.
You don't know. You're very busy, what we got going on here.
Well, first of all, there was stuff going on. And then I'm tuning up my, you know, my motion. I got to turn up the sound.
And then you start
screaming. And they're turning my sounds
that
down.
Reverb. There was no reverb. There was a mic that was open.
There was a mic that was open. Oh, I don't know that.
And you get like all like
because they, you know that noise that it makes when there's reverb on
like,
a mic?
Yeah.
So I thought we were going to pop a speaker.
And he's like, turn it off, turn it
Tell
off.
Tell him. You got,
yes.
Carry
on, like, turn it off. I'm like, don't turn it off, we'll fix it.
And
we
so they're going like this, Josh. It. They're going like this. We're going to fix it.
Did I fix it?
Okay,
I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, but I'm afraid to break a speaker.
Yeah, but at what point do you go from, like, a guy who's chill, getting your digits, to...
Getting your digits?
Cranky. And negative. Like, at what age in life do you cross over to, the, like, the dad-grandpa zone of crankiness?
It wasn't cranky.
What was it?
I got to come into my groove. And I couldn't get my groove. And then this guy and this girl, they're turning my music down. Do not turn my music
down. It's because they were trying to set us up for
that. That's okay.
We were trying a mic test, and the mics were picking up echo.
So you closed the doors.
They did.
It still did.
They're soundproof.
They are not.
This guy, they throw in the deep end. Today's his second day, and he's running the morning show.
He's fixing stuff.
He's doing great. He's doing a great job.
Okay.
How come you're not wearing headphones?
What? You don't need it.
Well, yes, that's your first mistake. If you don't wear the headset, how do you know the mics are coordinated? You know, coordinated.
How do you know what you're hearing other than what you're seeing?
I can look at the levels.
Oh, then you don't. Then I can turn on the music. We can turn on the music real loud. Now, Josh will tell you, do not always believe everything you see. Correct?
No, don't trust your ears.
Oh, that's even worse.
Don't trust your ears, but you can trust your vision.
Because they open up the preview when people think the mics are.
We don't have a preview on this though. So yes. What's
okay. It says as you conclude your classwork for your degree, you have tasks to complete. Yada yada yada. Schedule your time slot on March 11th or March 12th for Lynn grad send-off.
Does that mean it's March?
It's not graduation.
But what's the send-off?
That's a send-off. That's like they send you to, they put
click
you in
on
a
it
forest.
And see what happens.
There's nothing to click on.
They're gonna, put you, they're gonna send
it,
you to
it probably means I'm graduating sometime
no,
in March.
No, no, no. It means that they're gonna put you in a forest somewhere in the middle of the desert.
Maybe it means that you they want you to have a meeting so you can get your graduation plans in order.
Oh. So
yeah, the cap and gown and things of that nature.
So I'm not graduating in March?
You're
that's
not,
in 2 weeks.
You're not walking in March.
Well, I'm so confused now.
He thought he was graduating in August.
March!
I think that you should take another semester. Because obviously, school don't
ready.
Go to you.
Hey!
You go to school, but it don't go to you. So obviously.
What are you trying to say?
You ready to graduate?
You're not
yeah,
ready.
I'm ready.
You're not.
I'm ready.
You're going to miss this thing on the 11th and the 12th. And you only go on one day. Don't go on both.
Yeah, I know.
That's your orientation.
But why is it called send-off?
Oh, we're actually going to be at Lynn at their career fair in March also.
The 11th? We'll go to his send-off. Get that to Shorty. Thank
we're
Shorty,
be there on
don't
the 21st
let go of the
yeah. For the career fair.
When is that?
The 21st.
Yeah, but he's going on the 11th. I want to see him walk.
He's not graduating
wait,
on the 11th.
Walk.
You're going to walk to orientation.
God, why are you doing this? It's too early for this.
It's way too early. Did you sleep last night?
I did not.
That was a big word.
It is way too early for the Freddy-isms this morning. I don't know why.
I am not. Look at Sophia Loren.
Sophia's too sleeping today. We haven't seen you in a while, have we?
She's sick.
Are you sick?
You're sick?
I'm feeling better. You have no room to talk.
You have a mic?
I can't get
I just realized we haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It was a visiting class week. I had like two essays, and then I just got really run down.
What'd you write about? What do you write when you have essays?
Oh, so I've been, I have my, like two of my classes, one of them is woman storytelling, and then one of them is communication, gender, and language. So I'm learning so much about relationships between men and women. I just can't stop thinking about it. No, I feel like I'm
all right,
really
so share. Give us some insight
wait
on the
minute,
relationships between men and women.
Wait a minute. You're learning about relationship communication?
Not relationship, but it's more
hold
just
up your mic, because I want to make sure we capture
it. It's more
it.
Just like behavior between men and women and the comparison.
And what did you learn?
Well, there's just little things like a woman smile more than men, and then it's like women are just more emotional.
But you know all this.
Yeah, this is all given. But then I had to write my essay on. What did I write my essay on?
Men and women?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
She forgot what she wrote the essay on.
What did I write my essay on? It was yeah. pretty long.
It was long?
What was the topic?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
So would you consider yourself now a professional communicator of the opposite sex?
I just feel like I could be a therapist.
Really?
I've been a therapist to everyone this week about just relationships. So I'm just like, you know?
So you're versed in relationship-ness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people having a tough time?
Yes, a lot of people. My sister, my roommate.
Everybody in this
like
room.
Like
is it all like the guys or the girls and the guys?
It's all the guys being stupid.
Whoa.
It's just like,
whoa. Wait a minute. I need a bigger belt. Wait a minute. What do you mean? Why is it the guys are always stupid?
Yeah.
I think men just have trouble understanding women sometimes and what we want and what we need.
Josh is in agreement with that.
First,
yeah. Yeah. John did not drop what she said.
First of all, I'm going to give you the greatest riddle in the history of relationships. I'm thirsty. I bring you water. I don't want water. Remember the movie?
It's a movie.
It's not a movie.
It's movie.
The truth.
No, it's a movie.
You understand women?
No, I don't.
Oh, but there you have it. That's what the movie was trying to imply.
Because we think you can read our minds, but yet you cannot.
Which you should be able to read our behavior, though.
Why?
So like when I said to you yesterday, do you want to drive? The answer should have been yes.
I said
not no.
I didn't want to
no,
drive.
No, I don't want to drive. Well, neither did I.
So why didn't you say that?
Because one of us had to get us there.
So why didn't you say, well, I'm not going to drive, you drive? I said, okay.
Because you told me no. And I said,
because you said, do you want to drive?
And then I said,
you should have said, can you drive?
And then I said, you really don't want to drive? And you said, no, I don't. And I looked at you in the car and you said, I don't want to drive. And then I get in the car and you said, but I'll drive your car. Well, by then, I was already like, well, I didn't want to drive. I wanted to, like, to relax and chill and not get lost.
Okay, so
and
hold on.
And you were like, no, I don't want
to
drive.
And
am
mind
I
you,
right?
It's yes, only...
Exactly.
If I ask the question means I didn't want to do it. Otherwise, I'd say, get in, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when you ask me, I want to do something,
you
obviously
just say yes.
You don't want
exactly.
to. I'm supposed to say
it's
yes.
Opposite. It's the opposite.
So obviously, men are stupid. We are very. We are so stupid.
Clues.
We can act even stupider.
Okay, okay. So when a lady tells you that she loves you, is that the opposite?
No, that's the truth.
Does that mean she hates you?
No, that means she loves you.
No, you got to listen to the question,
Einstein.
That means
she loves you.
Do you want to do something? It's because they don't want to do it. So if they say to you, do you want to drive? You make the assumption.
Yeah, you learn quick.
No, I'm not learning that. I'm going to act stupid. I'm going to go to plan B. I'm going to say what?
Here's the answer to all your questions. Just don't let her drive. If she offered to drive and say, hey, can I drive? Sure.
It's like, do you want to take out the garbage? No, I don't want to, but it means... Can you please take out the garbage?
You see, don't say to me, do you want to? Because if you're giving me choice, I'm going to tell you no.
It's just like, Freddie, take out the garbage.
Take out the garbage.
You're driving.
Take out the garbage.
When they say, can you, it's not, do you have the ability to? It's, can you please do it for me?
Thank you.
No. Don't get all technical. No. Don't get technical.
Ability to drive. It's, can you please drive?
I don't want
to. If she has said, time out. If she has said to me, I want you to drive, I would have driven. If she has said to me, can you drive, I would have driven.
And
if
I said, do you really? And you're like, no,
she
I
said
need
to
new
me,
tires.
Do you want
my car's
to?
Kind of dirty.
I really don't want to. I really don't want to. I didn't want to.
Well, neither should I, but we had to get to the meeting.
But then, why didn't you just tell me you didn't want to?
Because. Once you're a mom...
Hold on. And you know what the other problem is?
What?
You put an attitude in the car. I'm like...
Because I didn't want to drive.
Boy, it's like an iceberg over here. What
signals, Freddie?
What signals?
I get lost all the time. The only saving grace on this was I kind of knew where I was going. Tomorrow...
First of all...
I'm afraid I'm going to get lost again.
Hold on. I want to ask you three questions.
Yes.
Number one, who made the appointment?
Me.
Number two, who talked to the person?
Me.
Number three, who set up the appointment at that his location, not here?
Me. Number four, who invited you? Me. Number five, so since Dawn did four things, I'm going to do the one I'm going to drive.
If anything, you should be the one to drive because she did everything else.
This is girls' math. Okay? This is like 4 + 1 = 3. This doesn't make any sense.
I think this is Dawn and Grace teaming up on Freddie.
This is like, so you want to be our therapist for today?
I don't think I want you to go back to school. All men are stupid. Boy.
I'm not saying you said that.
It's just,
in this case,
it's just the communication aspect.
It's just an imbalance. You know, like, men have to pick up the signs that women are giving. So say if they're upset, men think that they want space. No, what woman wants her boyfriend or her person to give her space?
Men want space.
No.
When it gets very confusing, when it gets confusing like this, men want to be in the next city.
Josh is having a rough. You okay over there, Josh?
Yeah, I'm just observing.
Are you having, like, flashbacks?
I'm trying to telepathically tell him to shut up over there.
Come back. Listen, I'm going to give you, now he's going to come sit next to you. I'm going to give you a history lesson. Back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, the women stayed in the cave and hit rocks or whatever they did. Men went out and they hunted. So women sat there hitting rocks, doing flint, all that stuff. They got smarter. Guys are running for their lives out there trying to fight a Brontosaurus Rex. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A big dinosaur.
And we were all contemplating life while we were making flint.
So you guys got ahead of us because most of us didn't come back. We got eaten.
You and Fred Flintstone.
That's why men aren't stupid. We've been hitting the head too many.
Survival.
So you have to understand, if you want water, ask for water. If you're asking for water, and it doesn't mean I want water, it means I want you to understand me, then say, you know, you should really understand what I'm trying to say. You see, because the straight line is the quickest point between A and B.
Not always.
But here we go.
But sometimes there's like contemplation between the straight lines.
There's so much gray.
There's a lot of gray.
Women are queen manipulators.
Are you always black and white?
They are manipulating us.
Because they'll say a whole thing and then they'll take that small thing about
and throw it back at you.
Yeah. when that Thank was you. Not the principle.
But you said men are stupid. No. I swear to God, I heard the word stupid.
Yes, in that case, they're being stupid because they
in what
want
case?
To choose to what they think is important. But like that's
what
not what we're trying to say. We're trying to talk more about the principle, and they take a small thing that's like easiest to argue about.
So your paper was about how men don't understand women.
No, more.
She forgot what it was about.
I forgot. I would need to pull.
Are you
like,
getting this information?
This
I'm going to come to you for
Shorty
an interpretation.
Looks confused. I got to tell you, the
he
men
doesn't.
In here look a little confused.
He's not confused. He's just sitting there going, is that what I did wrong?
Hold on. I'm
Is that what you did wrong?
There's a lot of things I went wrong in my previous relationships.
Mm. But I blame the woman.
Why?
99% of the time, I blame the
you
woman.
You can't blame us.
Oh, no.
I do.
Why?
Why?
You're
Even
smarter?
Josh is like, no, you can't blame the women.
Don't go by Josh. Don't go by Josh.
Why? He's in touch with
Because Josh is the first
side.
One that tells you, this ain't working.
If anything,
at least he's honest, though.
He says, you know what, I got to move on. I got to go.
You know what? But he doesn't drag it on.
He doesn't.
If he knows it's finished.
He doesn't.
So
he cuts that tentacle off
that.
Like with a sharp knife.
But I got to give him credit for that, for being honest and going, you know what, this isn't working. We got to move on.
Is it harder?
I think that's fair.
Is it harder for the guy to tell the other person this isn't working? We got to move on, or is it harder for the woman to tell the guy? Which
I think
is
it's
it?
Harder for the guy to tell the woman.
It is.
Woman can't take exception. You know, like rejection. Actually,
women
can't
take rejection.
We can give it though. Mm-hmm. We can give it.
Yeah, we can definitely give it. But rejection is like our worst fear, I think.
Really?
I think that. Yeah, I was just talking to my boyfriend's roommate.
You think
he
so?
Was talking about how he's. He's having a problem.
Give me a men's perspective. What do you think?
I think it's both ways. I think it just depends on the person. Mm-hmm.
I think it is both ways.
No, I think women hate rejection, but they are queens of how to implement things so it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you're very sneaky
you're
smart.
I don't think you're wrong. I think that women definitely know what they're doing.
Oh my God,
oh,
yes.
No. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're getting close. I'm going to bring it up.
What are you
going to
bring
up?
What did you bring it up?
That thing
yeah,
I
what is
you?
That? What is
that,
by the way?
Dance move, Freddie?
Do you want me to say it?
Apparently, I'm missing something that happened yesterday.
Oh, it's not only really yesterday. Oh, trust you me, it's like a parade. Here, I love a parade. So we go to places, and people, instead of talking to me this way, like I'm talking to you, they talk to me this way. So, Freddie, and I'm here. You're me.
Let's not try to watch the eyes move.
And they go like this. Hey, Freddie, so how you doing?
Mitch the Hat.
What's going on, Freddie? Mitch the Hat.
Mitch the Hat.
What's happening, Freddie? Yes. I'm sorry, you said something? And I'm like, yo, bro, I'm here. Hello.
But, bro, I saw the eyes moving to look at you.
Because I tell Dawn that I'm going to move her around like a doll, like this. Because they don't talk to me. They talk at me through her. You know what I'm saying? So I go to these meetings.
Mitch the Hat.
Which I hate doing. That's why I don't drive. Hint. You getting this?
Yeah,
hint,
but
hint.
I once went. I've gone to a few meetings alone, and have never turned out.
I didn't ask you to go alone.
Who did you ask me to? Should I take one of the girls?
No, I go with you.
You just said you don't like going. Did he not just say that?
This doesn't mean I'm not going.
Roll it back. Roll
you see,
it
you
back.
Don't understand me. I didn't say I wasn't going.
You said you don't want to
I
go.
Just said I want a glass of water, but I'm not thirsty.
You said I don't like going to these meetings.
You know why? Because I don't like going when I'm sitting there talking to the guy like this, and then they sit down and they want to get, you know, all edumacated and they're impressive. And it's like, you know, I got to put Dawn in certain situations in the meeting because... Thank God those three people recognize my hat.
They
not
recognize
me,
you.
My hat.
Not me, but your hat, Mitch the Hat.
I had to be buried with this now. Nobody comes to the funeral.
You have to stop talking about the dying thing.
Nobody comes to the funeral.
I don't
no
know.
Hat.
She's thinking, and here we go again. Yeah,
but you see.
Couples therapy,
you
we
know
are.
You know how you can engrave things on the tombstone?
No.
You should engrave a little hat and a little bell on the tombstone.
My casket is going to be a hat. It's going to be shaped like a hat.
Fedora
shaped. Fedora hat.
Fedora-shaped casket. How would that work?
I don't know.
Kind of
so
like
once it goes in the ground,
bomb.
It doesn't matter.
We have to put you in a little ball or something.
I pop up.
Like a bunny.
Like a jack-in-the-box.
Everybody loves the hat. But we were at this meeting, and everybody recognized
now this
you.
This is Dawn in temper control. So what she's doing now is that she's putting out some peanut butter so you get bogged down in that conversation, not the conversation we were just having, because she loves to take that light and put it in another direction. So I said, hey, boy, that was some meeting we had there. Nice job, Dawn. She says, why? It's all about the hat. You know how they flip attention where they want it to go. We should be on like strings, guys.
Like a scarecrow?
Like strings. Like strings. You ever seen a puppet?
What was that, NSYNC? Where the NSYNC had the puppet album they did?
I don't think so.
No strings attached?
Pinocchio.
NSYNC has an album called No Strings Attached. What, back in the day, probably before you're, not before you're born, because Aaron was little. But somewhere in the time of your youth, I would say.
So do you think that men or women run a relationship? From the outset,
I mean, I think it depends on the relationship.
Women,
mostly the woman. I feel like
pull up your mic because I want to get this. So the sound, but you getting this?
Like
next,
I feel like men follow the lead of the woman. So whatever signs they give, they're just gonna copy. And I think
men follow the lead of women.
I think that yes, they like. How they act. So if the woman, say if the woman's being aggressive, they're going to be aggressive back. They don't even know why she should be aggressive. They're just going to be aggressive back.
Towards each other or towards other people?
Towards each other.
Okay.
So then the woman's like, why are you being aggressive back at me? But it's just because he's following her lead.
Why are you fighting with me? I'm not fighting with you, but you're arguing with me. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. I'm speaking my mind. But it's the tone that you're saying it in that I don't appreciate very much. Mm-hmm. See that?
And I think that they should just let women be mad sometimes.
You don't have these conversations in your head?
It depends on the situation. But like I don't know. They just copy her and they just are aggressive back.
Okay.
But it also varies.
Take,
like
take the mic.
I don't know if I'm more afraid of you or more afraid of her.
So I have a quick question.
I'm her, just 30 years older.
I'm noticing that.
I'm just 30 years older than her.
So quick question.
Yes.
If we... just let ladies be angry sometimes and not do anything about it. Does that mean that we can be angry sometimes?
It depends how angry you get.
Angry?
You're way too angry.
You shouldn't let us be angry. You should try and talk it out and see why we're angry, not just give us that aggressive back. Because
angry ain't going to work. You can't have two people angry in a room.
No.
That's a boxing ring. That people pay Muhammad Ali to see them fight. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can, as long as they're angry at the same thing and not each other. Because like, let's say the woman's angry at something, mm-hmm. the man can be angry at that thing too, but he can't be angry at her for being angry. That's when it gets mad. That's
right, you just can't be angry at each other.
So hold it. So let me get this right. So when a woman accuses you, the man, of being flirtatious at a dinner party instead of just being charismatic.
I feel like that's a loaded question.
Who's being flirty? The woman.
The accusation or the truth? She's accusing him of being flirtatious at a dinner party. Okay. He was just being charismatic.
Freddie, do you have some personal attachment to this story? Or is this purely...
No, I am fascinated by the fact... Listen, wise guy, I'm gonna throw you under the bus. I am fascinated by the fact that she went to school, wrote a paper who she can't remember what it was about.
I do remember.
About relationships.
Yeah, she remembers.
It was about the woman, like the narratives of woman in storytelling. Oh. So it was more just like based on women, but it's just how they're like the natural outlook, how they're kind of suppressed, like they're just not equal to men, and how why are these narratives important today? Like why are we still learning about these narratives where they are like not equal?
Why it's called a kingdom and not a queendom?
Because queendom doesn't sound good.
And they
English.
Talk about like goddess and why God not? And like all the aspects within how God means that he's powerful and mighty, but then what's it called? A monster is like more like in woman. So it's like it would give examples like, all the characters are usually women who are the villains, and it's like why are the women all the monsters, and why are the men like shown as God and almighty and like all that? It's just why is that important today? That was the question of the narrative. And I just said,
what do you think, Mateo?
I think traditionally we have seen gender roles as for the woman, she's more not so much suppressive or submissive, but more nurturing. And for the man, traditionally people have seen it as the leader. Now I think now those roles have sort of reversed because of social media, mm-hmm. and I think because of various other movements that have sort of recognized that, you know, women are of course equal to men. I think from your example in movies and narrative storytelling, I think that the movies capture the aura of a woman's emotions, because women are emotional beings regardless. So right. I don't necessarily want to, I wouldn't say that they are called monsters, but I think emotionally a woman's rage is a little different from a man's rage.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Wisdom from a table.
Well, hold on a second.
I agree with you. That's yes. Why the narrative they used, the term, like the one of our narratives we used was goddesses and monsters. The myths of goddesses and monsters.
Well, I think Disney also perpetuated that myth, because if you think of Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty, it was always Prince Charming or the king or the prince that came to her rescue.
And the wicked stepmother.
Right, but now I think Disney, from what I understand, the new movies are changing that, where the women are, the new females are,
yeah.
Right? They're more empowered. I don't know the new ones.
But right. Hold on a second. During Ramsay and Cleopatra,
yeah.
Shows also, and I can give you pervading different leaders, generals, good or bad, that it was always the women's feel towards Ramsay, that they did what the woman wanted. The woman manipulated the guy into doing what she thought was right. So, you know, I'm going to tell you what's so clever about history.
Like Queen Esther. She saved the Jewish people.
Well, history is really, it puts the man sometimes as a villain, sometimes as a king, sometimes as a warrior, whatever. But it, like they always said, my father used to always say, men run around the house and women run the house. A man, if a woman, you have a general like Patton, had a wife, and she told him, listen, I don't like that country. Patton would attack the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know where like that, the whole like women stay home thing came from? So in the like ancient Egyptians, you know, the pyramids, like everybody got buried with their family. So it was considered like bad luck to have someone that wasn't blood in your pyramid, and it'll like curse your pyramid.
They brought a smaller pyramid.
So
they put another pyramid to the side. That's true. Yeah. Happens
so
to be true.
People got so, or men got so worried that like their kids weren't their kids and they were going to be buried in the same pyramid as them, that they started like keeping the wives hostage to see who they were like doing it with, to make sure that the kid was biologically theirs, because they didn't have paternity tests. So now, as time like evolved, it just became a thing that women stay home and the men go out, because it's easy to tell if the child's the woman, but it's harder to tell who's the dad. So
you're right, because there were always 12, for some reason, that's the magic number, witnesses when they were making children, when they were making love in the temples.
To make sure
temples.
That the child was actually the dad's, and she wasn't lying.
That was true, and not one of the guards. That's a true story. But then fast forward, right? And you get 5 women, they get us to the moon. Guys seen the movie? Yes. And then you have the women's soccer, American soccer team, that wins more games than men, so they should make more money. Now the men should chase that. And then you have the NBA this past weekend, where you had Stephen, what's his name?
Curry.
Go up against the Liberty superstar lady, and he beat her, and he said he was sweating. He barely beat her. But I don't understand, if she had beaten him, so what? Does that mean that women now have become more superior? You know, we're going in the opposite direction.
I don't think there's one superior than another. Yeah, I think it's all about how we communicate with each other as people. Men to men, women to women,
but
men to women.
But women just admitted that men are stupid.
No.
Yes.
But so are women. Like, women are stupid too. I'm just saying, in that case.
Let's just say people are stupid. Can we just say people are stupid?
No, I just think we need to learn how to communicate better with
each
other.
But doesn't think anybody's stupid.
Yeah, it is
exactly.
I don't think anybody's stupid. I just
Correct.
Think that men are focused more on logical in one direction, you know, and then women, it's more emotional. So a lot of their thoughts can be scattered, and sometimes men don't know how to accommodate for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, buddy, there are some people in the business in the last 20 years that I've been doing this business, women, who not are emotional, but they're just as aggressive, if not more aggressive, than any man that I've ever negotiated with. And the funny thing is, you know when they get emotional? When you walk away from a deal. Then they get emotional. I ain't never seen a guy act like that. Guys say, okay, no deal, no great, we go. But women, when they get upset, yeah, but he's an exception to the rule.
Who, Baxton, he, Baxton or Shorty?
Wears his emotion on his nose. Shorty doesn't breathe.
I was going to say, I've never seen Shorty emotional.
He broke up and walked around heartbroken and nobody knew. That's going to give you an answer.
Men are not upfront with their emotions as much as women.
Are you?
I think Josh is.
Are you, when you break up, do you like show the world?
So I
wouldn't know.
I think honestly, Josh is a front with my it. Opinion. Hmm? You're front with your emotions. We've seen you share your emotions.
I've been raised by women, so.
He hugs Garcia.
That's nice.
So?
I always
it's
saw.
It's not as common, but it's like.
It's not it's common
just,
at all.
It's the societal expectation that men aren't expected to say their emotions as much as women.
Oh, no,
and
I cry.
I expect it to be as emotional.
Oh, no, I cry all the time.
You do?
I cry all the time.
You're emotional?
Those tissues belong to you? Hmm. It belongs to me. I cry. I don't care about that. You see me cry? Don't see me cry. You shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes.
I think that we should be normal.
Yeah, it
right?
should be. It's just the societal expectations that have been. I was just writing about how it's just weird how.
I want to read it.
These. Yeah, it's good.
I want to read your paper.
Yeah, and I just.
I'm intrigued.
I just said it was important because now I feel like it is easier. You know, I'm not saying men aren't or women aren't like.
No, I don't think
are
so.
Are suppressed by women or men nowadays? I'm saying like that's
no.
How
no I
be.
Wish I was true.
And they're important because it's just I feel like women have to kind of prove themselves a little bit more than men, but it's still we still have equal rights. We still have all the power. I think you have to use your power to your advantage.
Do you think in a household with two incomes, but they're not equal? You've had this situation before. The one who has lesser income feels that the money of the house belongs to the other one more than them? Or do you think there's truly what's yours is ours, both ways?
Well, I'm from old school, so don't go by me. I believe in one account in the house.
That's what I'm saying. If there's one account.
I don't believe you should have yours and you should have.
So say you make X and your wife makes less.
Makes no
difference. Does it matter?
Not to me. I remember when I was with Michelle. When I was with Michelle, I brought home. I used to bring home $12,000-$14,000 a week. And Michelle brought home after 80 hours, maybe $2,400-$2,500, and she used to look at me at the bank and say, "How the beep 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 beep?" And she got almost caught on me. I said, "Let's go to lunch." She says, "You're not listening." I wasn't. I said, "Honey, but the account is there. Is your name in the account?" "Yes." "This is your money." I don't believe in my money, your money. If you're gonna build an empire and you're gonna do every brick with your name on it, her name on it, you ain't gonna build an empire.
Well, how about your generation? What does this generation think?
I was growing up old fashioned, so I'm like with Freddie where I believe it's the same.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah, you're a prenup
because
guy.
I have no issues.
I like that shot. Thank you.
Joint bank account. Until whoever I'm with starts going to like Balenciaga and spends all my money. That's my issue.
Well, you gotta realize who you're with. It's not the money dictation. You have to pick the right person that you can have a joint account with.
Yeah.
If you pick
and
wrong, then that's on you. And you know something? Right now, swing and a miss. But that's okay because you get another shot at it.
What do you think, Mateo?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Do you share your money?
Yes, I think in a marriage, you have to. That's the other, there's no such thing as power dynamics, I don't think, when you get married to somebody. It's about being able to provide for a future family and to sort of build your legacy as together, because there is a king and a queen, right? It's not just the king, especially not anymore nowadays, right? It's king and queens. For me, I find it very attractive and... yeah, I just find it attractive, and I feel as though that between measuring my determination and my passion and comparing it to my wife's or my girlfriend's determination and passion, it must be the same. We both have to have a passion towards working towards something much greater than us, you know what I mean? So I think that sharing that financially, sharing love, there's no such thing.
Just like emotionally.
You know, I think it's just about... being able to grow together. Regardless.
Now, the thing is that you guys are a little young, so you're not thinking about finances with somebody you're dating. He says, "Come here, let's go open an account today." I get that. Right now, you guys are sort of threading water and finding out where you're going to be and what have you. I'm just talking about after you get married, if you decide to get married, your age group has decided they'd rather live together than get married. That's when it gets tricky. Because when you live with somebody and you're going to do these financial emotional involvements, you better be 110% sure that you're doing the right thing, because there's no stepping back when you put your foot in your mouth.
So I was gonna say, I think nowadays nobody wants to put that permanent kind of title like marriage. I feel like that's definitely
that scares
out.
You.
That's, I mean, it definitely scares me. I'm in like my family and society class. All it is about family and marriage and how it was used to be traditional. You know, like marriage, traditional family, nuclear family, and now it's like cohabitation, like just living together. Just because
what's it called, a situationship now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called?
It's more like
a situationship.
I think it's
cohabitation.
Cohabitation.
Are you guys more comfortable with cohabitation, or do you get engaged and then?
He wants to have children.
I think he's pregnant.
Everyone wants to get married, but I think as like time goes on, it's scarier because you don't know who you can trust, and that's putting all your. Then you know, once you're married, that divorce is.
Does it affect your dating situation if you have that kind of distrust going on?
No. I want to get married eventually. I'm not against marriage. I just think that, in general, that everybody, I think after COVID and everything, there's way more divorces, and
yes.
Everyone's a lot more scared to put that marriage.
You know why there's more divorces? They were forced to stay together in the same house.
Exactly. They tested their marriage.
What do you mean you knew?
I knew.
You know it's true. You know it's true. How do you feel about dating? Do you hear what she's saying? Do you feel comfortable or not comfortable?
I'm terrified of all of it.
Because?
I avoid it.
Why? Because?
What do you mean because?
Why are you avoiding it?
I don't know.
Well, listen to what she's saying. This is an educational flap for you right now, that it's okay to hunt and not get committed. I mean,
I think that's the problem with social media. I think social media now, with your TikTok and everything, it's made dating a thing of the past and having multiple partners more of a norm. It's a social norm to have multiple partners.
Wow.
Is that true?
Is that what's happening now?
Is it true
now,
or is that just social media's perception?
That's what's happening now. People even have conversations about it.
I'm
because social media shows just
I'm
the...
Back.
There's a lot of over-sexualization on social media.
Oh, my goodness.
I think so.
Right? I'm back.
You're
my
back.
My era is back.
Really?
When I grew up,
you're
that's the way it was,
you're
baby.
You're proud of that?
Yeah.
How can you be proud of that?
Because, and I still make mistakes.
How can you be proud of having multiple partners?
Because I love everybody. It's not that I love somebody more than somebody else. And if something like that happened and you want to say, okay, it's going to be exclusive, is that what they call it? Exclusive?
Yeah, by all means.
And do it.
I think if you are not committed to somebody, of course you can have your fun and do this, that, and the other.
You believe in that, Mateus?
In commitment?
No, in multiple friendships. For lack of a better
phrase. You gotta be careful on that. Careful.
What is the saying?
To each his own? Good answer.
You know, I think,
that's just yes with a little side step. He's my new idol.
To each his
own. You believe that?
What?
Multiple
friendships?
I don't believe it, but both my grandparents had multiple partners.
Really? At the same time?
My dad's side, yes. Oh. And then my mom's side, he was dating multiple girls before my grandma said either stop or we're not getting married.
But wait a minute, Shorty, what I mean by dating is like you have friendships, like that's a friend and that's a friend.
That's
you go
not
on
dating.
Dates.
That's not
well,
dating.
Well, if there's perks. It doesn't mean the guarantee.
Wow.
If there's perks. It doesn't mean it's guaranteed. What do you mean, wow? Would you rather me say they're going to date and they're doing the nasty and then they're going to date over here? No, I'm saying. Just flutter like a butterfly.
But that's the same thing you just said. You just changed your...
No, because you're making it sound like there's sex in every corner.
Like, I believe...
Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
What is it? Every guy you went out with, you had sex? Well,
I'm
I didn't.
I'm a different generation.
I didn't. If you guys got lucky every time you went out with some... What? You
yes. I'm not she's gonna throw something at you.
Why are you breaking my rhythm?
I think she wants to break your rhythm.
Breaking it for a reason.
All right, we're gonna take a commercial break. More to come on the other side of this Wednesday with Freddie. I don't even know if we have a game today. Give us a call. 888-994-4995 Studio B. More to come. We'll be right back.
Love the Brooklyn Cafe? Don't miss out on some of the latest merch we have available. Need a new shirt? The Brooklyn Cafe has you covered. We have a variety of shirts in all sizes, ranging from the classic cafe shirt to the highly coveted colorful hot dog shirt. Need something for cold weather? Why not grab one of our cafe hoodies? Or you can snuggle up with one of our soft, silk, touch fabric blankets. The Brooklyn Cafe has everything you need, from clothing about the show to our signature coffee blends and mugs. Get it while supplies last.
Pizza Rica, tasty Richard Pizza at 2001 Northwest Boca Raton Boulevard, or contact 561-816-863.
Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella. Give me the mozzarella. Give me the, give me the, give me the mozzarella.
Addiction is more than just a word. It's the endless cycle of trying to stay clean, using again, and feeling trapped, like there's no way out. At Stillwater Wellness Group, we understand the hardship of addiction and are dedicated to helping you find your way back. Call now to speak with an addiction specialist and learn how we can help you rebuild, rediscover, and renew your life. Find your true self at Stillwater Wellness Group. Call now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Call the number on your screen today. It's a free call.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
Call 866-484-5868. That's 866-484-5868. Again, call 866-484-5868. Call now.
You've been watching the Brooklyn Cafe Show. Join us each day and after hours as we talk about the hot topics to open the conversations and share a few laughs. Now, back to Dawn and Freddie S.
I'm not saying a word.
So get this. We're away this weekend, and Aaron's there, and he says to me, he goes, Mom, I'm paying for one of your Amazon subscriptions. He tells me, I'm paying for one of your podcast subscriptions. So he leaves to go get something, and I'm looking on my Amazon. I'm looking and looking and looking at my links, and I don't see his credit card linked to anything. He comes back. I'm like, dude, I can't find it. Find it for me, and then I will change the credit card. So I leave the room, and I come back, and I said, what is it? And he says, it's Audible. I'm like, that's not mine. That's your wife's. He goes, oh, well, more than happy to pay for my wife's Audible. I'm just not paying for yours.
Aww.
How do you like that?
I got an example. Larry
shared,
David.
Shared income. Hold on. Mom, I'm not taking care of you.
Wait a minute. Hold that story right here. Larry yeah. David came up with another story.
Yeah.
So we share, you have your house, I have a house, and there's a fence between us.
Uh-huh.
And in my side of the fence, there is a lemon tree. And it extends over to your side of the house. So you take lemons off it. And I come to you and says, you're going to help me pay because it's ruining my pipes. So I got to do something about this tree. You're going to help me pay for half the expense. And you say to me, why? It's on your side of the property. Yeah, but you're using the lemons.
Low-lying fruit.
So is that even an argument? Is that an argument that you're using the lemons so you got to help me pay for my tree?
No.
But this is but what yes. you just described.
I know, right?
I'm happy to pay for hers. I just ain't paying for yours.
I'm happy to pay for my wife's, but I'm not paying for yours, Mom.
But it's only one bill.
Yes. What can I tell you? And it wasn't my bill. It was his bill, but it's funny.
Like to bring something.
Yes, bring I'm something sorry, to our man. Attention.
Yeah. We are one follower on TikTok away from 700 followers.
Woo!
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 Like 400. So in last month we gained like 300.
So should I follow us because I didn't?
You do follow us.
No, I didn't. Well, I unfollowed you.
Shorties.
I have two TV on.
I unfollowed you because Josh and Dawn got on my case about yellow ant, black ant. I says I ain't following nobody.
Shorty's TikTok with Neaton. With the makeup, it's still growing.
Yeah.
It's still growing.
A lot of them are. Some of them have hit 2,000 views.
Really?
Yeah.
You have 700 followers!
Yeah, because he wasn't following us.
I'm going to kill him.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever ask...
Can we record that laugh
all of the producers in the studio to follow all the pages?
I asked them all to, but...
Yeah, but do you watch them do it?
I can't force anyone to follow them.
Yes, you can. They can unfollow when you're not around.
You can at least say thank you, Grace. Jeez.
Thank you, Baxton.
Baxton, why didn't you
ask Grace? Me that before?
Why didn't you follow us before?
Nobody asked him to.
I wrote in the orientation. I was like, please follow the accounts for all the new.
The funny thing is, TikTok never existed before you guys.
I don't even know what a TikTok is. You but know. I get all my information from it.
But Shorty with all his makeup thing was hilarious because that one's still growing.
No, I like the one where they say that they work all day and they're melting. No, when he was doing a production and he melted on the chin. That was hilarious.
They're funny is all I can tell you.
There's something. So I don't know about funny, but there's something.
Now that we're on a good note, I'm going to ask if I can have like 45 minutes of you two to make TikToks.
No.
Yes.
No.
I knew that was going to be the
can
just say yes.
Can no.
What?
Because they're doing well and I need
Why
help.
Do you say no?
I don't understand. Is this a
Why can't you
is
just
this
say
a trick?
Yes.
Is this a trick question?
Why can't you just say yes?
Because you ask
no?
me if I want to do it and I say no. I don't want to do it. I'm not allowed to say no. I'm supposed to say yes.
He's going
to
do it though.
I say I need like 45 minutes of your every time I say, Freddie, will you make a TikTok with me? No, find something better to do. And then he's like, why haven't you posted on TikTok? I'm like, I don't have it.
Okay, yes, well, I tell you what I need you to do then. One favor for another. I want you to put on a chauffeur hat and a jacket, and I want you to drive me down a street. And then why stop the car and let people come take pictures. And then, would you do that for me?
Why?
Did I say why to you with the TikTok? I don't get you. This is what I mean. Wait, I'm going to write a paper too.
About why I annoy you.
She's scoring social media content.
And don't you ever ask me.
Do you want to drive again?
Yeah, no. I'm going to get I want a shirt made. Can we vector a shirt that says, do you want to drive?
Do you want to drive?
Check mark no.
Well, Kennedy had a dream that we had a bus. That we had, I don't know True. Where she is. I guess she's not coming in today. That we have an amp wrap bus.
No.
You're driving the bus?
Yes.
No.
I'm a good driver.
So, Baxton.
What happened to the oldies van?
I'm a safe driver.
Ask Bernie Coyne. Oh, the oldies van.
You
wrecked it? No. The oldies van took a turn to the left. They decided to keep it and not let us use it because this is what happens when, you know, people start seeing things grow and go. And instead of using our good fortune to do that, you know.
Josh is very quiet today.
Yes.
Are you okay, Josh?
I got finals week, so I'm just like.
He's in his head.
Yeah, mentally focused on that.
Mentally focused on finals. All right, we're going to wrap this up. We got the Reinvented Life show joining us doing 11 o'clock today. Pamela Chanel David.
Are we on it?
No. She's got a guest joining her.
So we don't do that?
Well, no, we have to produce the show. And we're going to be able to do TikToks then. Things to do, people to see, places to go.
Can you stand in for me and do my version of that TikTok, please? I mean, we look alike. I'll give you a hat.
Grace.
I give you a hat.
No.
We got a full day of music coming in today. Also, we've got Daniel Blair music coming into the studio. I think Baxton is joining us. We've got Faith Stories with Dawn DeMarco Book. Or you can save it for tomorrow.
No, you have. Here. No, we have the guy coming in today.
Yes, we've got Daniel Blair. Baxton's on mop duty. Baxton's on mop duty today.
After yesterday, yes.
Baxton, did you spill soda all over the floor?
And I cleaned it.
No, it's sticky all over. We got to do the mop. Listen, I brought in 3 mops. I'll help you. We'll do it together.
I thought Josh took a day away yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. After yesterday, he's in trouble today.
So you can't sing until
tomorrow. Oh, you guys are breaking my heart. Stop
it. He has to sing.
Stop. I feel like...
Why don't you sing with him a duo?
I feel like...
You should sing, yeah.
The lady who lived in a shoe with all her kids, that's kind of like how I feel. Like, you can't hurt one of my kids. Oh my gosh, it's breaking my heart.
Everybody texted me yesterday saying, is Baxton okay? I hope we didn't hurt his feelings. I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me, no?
All right, more to come midday show. Have a great morning, everyone. Stay safe. Let us know how you communicate with your partner.
Let us know how you date.
We'll see you later.
And don't be late. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the Brooklyn Cafe Morning Show. My mug is empty, and you know what that means.
I think it means it's time for a coffee refill.
As we prepare for other shows here at the Amp Media Production Studios.
Tune in for more fun and laughs at 12 o'clock for our afternoon show.
And remember to like, follow, and subscribe on our page.
Have a great morning, everyone. Stay safe and be kind to each other.
And don't be late.